San Marino is sending Megara and 11-11 to Eurovision this year. Now, 11-11 is typically when you make a wish, but will their wish be coming through and will they be getting through to the final? Let's review Eurovision. So San Marino is kind of continuing their streak, really, of sending some rock to Eurovision. They've done it the past 2 years as well. They're sending Megara with 11-11. What do you make of it?
I don't mind it. I think anybody who has been following this channel for the past 2 years knows that rock is not really my thing anyway. So that the benchmark for whether I like something is, you know, quite high. But I think it's, you know, it's interestingly done. It's quite loud. It's quite in your face. It's nice and refreshing that it's in Spanish, actually. I think having a San Marinese entry in Spanish is not something that I would have expected. But it's, yeah, it's interesting enough. It's quite loud, quite in your face. So again, certainly not the worst thing that San Marino has ever sent. It's not of the lineup. I didn't watch the national final because I've got a life and it went on for about 12 years. But it's not the worst song that was in the lineup. It's also not the best. I would have sent Pasa by Loredana Bertè, who is in San Remo. That was a great song. I loved that one. She had like blue hair and everything. I'd have sent that, but this got sent instead. It'll turn up, it'll do the job. And I think it fills the rock slot. Let's put it that way, that you know, in that semi-final, you'll need something a little bit rocky, and for people who like it, they'll move over to this one and they'll be on board. So it's not my cup of tea, but San Marino sent far worse.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have kind of Spanish rock on my Eurovision 2024 bingo card, but here we are. I think the problem is when you send something kind of rock and metal-y, the vocals really need to be kind of top. They need to meet the bar. And I think from that live performance, for me, it kind of doesn't. And it was quite kind of messy. And I think actually, maybe if I'd heard a kind of studio version first rather than a live performance, I might have kind of warmed to it a bit more than I have. But I think on that live performance, her kind of words and her singing get so lost behind the track. So I think that's something they kind of really need to work on if it's going to kind of make its mark at Eurovision. And you know that I'm the opposite to you and that I'm a big fan of rock at Eurovision. And it's kind of refreshing to hear a rock song that isn't in English, but it just doesn't quite do it for me. It's not good enough to get kind of over that line, basically. So yeah, I mean, you know that I liked San Marino's last two Eurovision entries, and I was devastated that they didn't get through to the final, but there we are.
Even last year.
Even last, yeah. What? Like an animal. Yeah.
Are you mad? Are you actually insane?
Yeah, probably. That's why I do the channel.
It is, no, I think last year, Stripper from 2022 was actually pretty good, to be fair. And I'm surprised
that that's iconic.
True. But last year, it was objectively a bit shit. Like, come on.
I won't accept, but anyway, yeah, so they've not had much luck getting through to the final the past couple of years. They're going in semi-final 2 and they're performing 10th. Do you think it's going to get through to the final? And what would you rank it?
Strangely, I think this could actually go through. It will scrape through. It'll be sort of 9th or 10th. But I think when it's televote only, and somebody does always struggle with the televote, but I just think this has got enough friends in that semi-final that it might just, you know, tick over enough, you know, 3s, 4s, 5s with a 10 or a 12 from both Spain and Italy who are voting in this one. So I think this might actually get over the line. And I wouldn't be upset if it does. I think it would be like a welcome enough addition to the final. So it's not like, you know, I'd be outraged if it makes it through. There would be, you know, there are plenty of worse songs in the semi-final. But I would not be surprised if it does. And I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't. So, you know, we'll see. I'm going to give this a 5.5 out of 10 because it's, you know, fills the space.
Interesting. Yeah. I mean, I, at the moment, I kind of can't see it getting through to the final. It's just kind of doesn't quite get there for me. I mean, it kind of, yeah, if it has Friends and if Friends vote for it in the final, then in the semi-final, then yeah, it might get there. But for me, I wouldn't put my money on it yet. But you know, still got a few weeks to go. Everything can change in that time. For me, it's a 5. So,
wait, what? So you, I'm surprised. I am genuinely astounded.
I'm like, I don't hate it. I just don't think it's like that good.
Wow, that is. I feel like, I don't know. I'm surprised that I've given it a higher score than you in the end.
Really?
Yeah, I get a 5.5.
Yeah, but I'm not really saying anything positive about it.
True. Hey-ho. Well, that's what we think. We're not that enthused by it massively, but do let us know what you think. Will San Marino be turning it up to 11 on the stage in Malmo? Would you like to see them in the grand final? Let us know in the comments. We're also on podcast form as well. Give us a listen there at Eurovision, wherever you get your podcasts, and on Instagram. Give us a cheeky follow. Why not? Thank you very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.